This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. We're going to talk to the CEO of Thibodeau Regional Health System, the big boss himself, Greg Stock. Greg, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
Oh, thank you, Mike. It's always a pleasure to be with you. And I'm not the big boss. I'm the chief housekeeper. That's what I am.
Well, it's something like that. You know, it's in the neighborhood. So you're in that neighborhood. Greg, showing Luke around and to see this facility here, 60,000 square foot wellness center here on the campus. And right next door is the Cancer Institute. But you had told me the numbers. How many people have passed through the wellness center? And it's a few years old now, and you've added on the second part of it also toward the back. But, man, they've had some people go through here, and it's a constant flow of traffic in and out of here.
Yeah, you're right. And the fitness center is about 60,000 square feet. That building is 250,000 square feet. But we added on the sports complex with the turf field, the track, the beach volleyball, the tennis, and so on. And but going back to the fitness center, there's about 350,000 visits a year there. There's just right at 5,000 members. That's been sustained now for several years. But, you know, when you add it all up, it's about 600,000 visits to that campus during the year. And that continues to grow. It's amazing.
Greg, I was talking to Jen Hale maybe a year back, and we're talking about having this built here on the bayou. At one time, I remember this is nothing but sugarcane. And so to see this facility here and then to add also the Cancer Institute, I told her there has been nothing in this parish of Lafourche that has aided it more in keeping people healthy and prolonging their life. And also the economic part of that also comes into play. You know, I've lived all my life here in Lafourche. I think this is the biggest impact facility when you talk about the wellness center and the cancer center in the last 25 years. And that's a great tribute to you and also the board of supervisors and board of directors that got this going, because this was your vision to build this facility here. And we've had so many people talk about being able to come here and to work out, and not only just for the physical part of working out, I think there's another part of it, intermingling with one another. Come on, you get a certain age, maybe sometime, you know, the house becomes comfortable and you don't want to leave, but you get to talk to people your age, work out with people your age, and I think it's a great plus for the center.
Oh, you mentioned a lot of great things. First of all, it is a vision, being able to see maybe what, not in a negative sense, others couldn't see, and then being able to make the vision reality. That reality part is really tough, and to make it float itself financially, that's where things start to separate sometimes. And to make the services that are offered there, and there's a lot of them, how they relate to each other. When you roll it all up, you have a very successful life. But are you still there, Mike?
Yes, I am.
Hold on. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can, Greg.
Okay, I'm sorry. So, we were a little surprised in a positive way, the
people out of Chicago projected the membership in the fitness center would be 1,400, and it was immediately, within 90 days, 4,000, and then it went on up from there. But the good things is, that are going on have to do with the quality of life in the community, the as it relates to health care, as it relates to us taking care of ourselves, as knowledge of nutrition, awareness of things that are detrimental to us, or things that are good for us, habits that you kind of alluded to of off the couch, so to speak, and just starting and having somebody, a place to go, and having people that are knowledgeable there that you can talk to. And that socialization part you mentioned is, it's huge, you know, and you develop friends, new friends that you didn't have before. You can look forward to that. They can be encouraging and almost often are about you trying to, whatever you're trying to accomplish. And a big piece of it is the nutrition part that's often left out. It's just the treadmills, the weights, the classes. We have numerous classes are wonderful and they improve your health, but we can help you with nutrition. And then you bring the youth, the athletes into it with our 9 volleyball teams that just do tremendous, and our swim teams, 120 kids, and others, lots and lots of others that we influence. It's really, you know, it's a great thing. I want to add this, and I kind of going on too long here. The Medical Fitness Association is a big organization across America that recognizes centers like ours, and they're having their 3-day conference in New Orleans this year. Yesterday, they invited us over, and we went over, and they gave us the number one facility in the country award, best fitness center facilities, programs, all aspects of it in the country. And I got an award, you know, as the best guy and all of that. So it really is a team effort. Our board support, our staff done a great job, I think. Doctors working with us. And we're not perfect, so I'm not trying to put that forward. But if one person's life is made better, just one, I'll tell you, it's worth it. There's less strokes, less heart disease, less cancer. Because we have a wellness center and people became aware of it and they started adopting good habits, some form of a workout for them and so on. And older people are able to live longer and enjoy their grandchildren and their families and vice versa. Then we've accomplished our mission.
Greg, before we talk a little bit of sports part of it, your connection to Nicholls State University, because you were able to kind of enhance the growth of the nurses at Nicholls State University in the nursing field. And that's a shortage of nurses all the way across the board. You know, healthcare today is a huge business, but, you know, you got to have quality people to do those particular jobs. And so Thibodaux Regional, along with Nicholls, a partnership in the nursing teaching field at Nicholls State University.
Nicholls has, you know, been a partner of ours for years, and we greatly appreciated them. I personally consider them as a really important institution and for our whole region, and we appreciate the nurses they've trained, the financial people, and on, and the impact they have. And so for us, when it came time to look at this more carefully, kept thinking about this, and me and one of the ladies, the women that previously ran the program over there, got our heads together and talked about it, and we figured out how we could give them $10 million. You know, that'll enable them to hire the professors, keep the people they have, grow the program, make more nurses available. And as our institution grows, and it is growing, it continues to grow, more doctors come into town, more services available here locally, we're going to need those people. And so it's a win for them and a win for us, and ultimately a win for the community and for the patients that we take care of.
Greg, the connection to the sports part of it, too. I know at least two NFL players and a guy that's going to play in the NFL real soon that have worked out at the Wellness Center. You have a collaboration with athletic trainers, also working with the Nicholls State football team. And I just think that's a great partnership there, because you're a stone's throw away from Nicholls State, and you can almost see the stadium from where we at this point.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And so the connection from the sports world, I think, is also important, that you never know. You know, I think it's 1.5% of college athletes are professional people in their field. So the other 98.5%, you know, this is an attraction to them if they want to get into the medical field, to have that connection with Thibodaux Regional Health Systems and also with Nicholls State. And you've been a big advocate, not only for the football team with Coach Rebo, also basketball, baseball, you name it, across the board. And I think that's a great part of this community. We live in a small community here, okay? We're not in the big city. Now, when I grew up, I thought Thibodaux was the big city, and then I found out that wasn't too big after a while. But the connection with Nicholls State Sports and yourself, I think, has really been a big plus for them.
Yeah, all of that you said is very true, and we appreciate those guys, all the effort they make to make Nicholls athletic programs as very good as they can. And we get along great with Rebo and all those football players, the baseball team, the volleyball team, really all of the teams. And we have trainers there that I think are really, really good trainers. And that safety factor for players is a huge one. And the recovery from injuries and so forth is huge. And so the team is playing at its best, because the players are well taken care of and are not out there taking risks they shouldn't take, all that kind of stuff that really, I think, strengthens Nicholls' hands. And we're very happy to do it. It's kind of a privilege. We've seen Coach Rebo and other coaches bring their players over to the Wellness Center as part of the interview process, part of what's available to those players, because that's competitive also. Recruiting the players, obviously, is pretty competitive business. And that working together, two fairly large institutions, is what I think the public likes to see and what we should do. So we're very happy with that. We appreciate those guys a lot, and appreciate their effort to educate young people, expose them to things that will help them throughout their lives, whether they play in the NFL or, like you said, most of them won't. But they had fun playing college football. They remember the games, remember the times, volleyball, basketball, softball, track, whatever it may be, tennis. And those good memories you build upon and for a firm foundation for them and their families and for our community.
Greg, last question for you is, we become the hub of the off season in the summer. You think about the camps here, Louisiana Line Camp. We had more this year. It was close to 800 young men attending Louisiana Line Camp. Then Archie tells me, Mike, we broke the record this year. It's 1,310 guys come to the Manning Camp. And we had a couple hundred people come for the Pro Football Combine, Dr. David Elias and Arthur L.A. has. You think about it, you know, in a kind of a dead period, and we get so many people nationally. They come here to cover Louisiana Line Camp or the Manning Camp. They're just amazed. They love, one, they love the food and the hospitality, and I can say I understand why. But they also see something in the area that they hadn't seen before. And for a lot of young men, they're coming here for the first time. It gives them an indoctrination to Nicholls State and also to Thibodaux Regional Health System if they want to get into that field of medicine. I think it's a great connection. But to have the two biggest camps, quarterback camp, Manning camp, and the Louisiana Line camp, which Pete Jenkins oversees, and to see Pete, 83 years old, you know, doing what he's doing at 83, and he always teases me, Mike, I want to grow up to be you one day. I said, okay, Pete, I want to live as long as you do. But we have a lot of fun with it, but it is something that's so huge to the committee, and you guys have really done a great job of sponsoring and help to keep that alive here and to grow those camps.
Yeah, it's a special thing for the whole state, and it's a very special thing for Thibodaux and the surrounding area, and for us personally, speaking for the hospital and the trainers and programs and services, we have about 80 trainers that we bring in and our own to support the Manning Passing Academy. And Archie's always very, very appreciative of it. His sons can't say enough about how good those guys have been. And we know that he could take that camp about anywhere he wanted to, Orlando or wherever. But he's chosen to stay here in Louisiana, and we're fortunate that he works with us and with Nicholls State University. And the lineman's camp, and Pete Jenkins is watching you and him talk this last summer there under the tent, was pretty incredible, Mike. It was two unique, very, very, very knowledgeable personalities and whole tradition of things in that conversation that I appreciate it, but those young men have that, and they don't necessarily get that everywhere. So to create a place, a program, and people join together to support it, that exposes them to the big time. Big time people think a little different than those that don't. And to see it, to get the coaching personally, it's a special, special thing. So it's our privilege to be part of it.
Joining us this afternoon. Always appreciate your time, and also thank you for what's been accomplished here in the Thibodaux area. This, you know, sleepy little city, all of a sudden now to have all these facilities. And again, it took a vision, and it was yours to piece all this together. And this, the Wellness Center, along with the Cancer Institute and the Wellness Part 2 Center, and to see everything, the growth there from beach volleyball to, tennis, you name it, come alive. You deserve a lot of credit for that. And I just wanted to tell you that.
Mike, I appreciate it. I feel so fortunate to have so many capable people that I work with. They're amazing. Love these people. Love this community. And we appreciate you. I keep saying you're a walking, talking encyclopedia. I don't know how you are able to gather so much information about NFL, college, local, high schools, and so forth, that you do it and you're able to articulate it in a great way. And we appreciate your knowledge and experience very much.
Greg, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon, and I'll see you real soon.
Take care. Thank you.
All righty. That was Greg Stock, CEO of Thibodaux Regional Health System.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.